back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the 10th chapter of Maseches Sanhedrin. Today we'll be studying Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. We yesterday discussed how all Jews have a share in the world to come, but there are certain people who forfeit their share in the world to come. We are now going to discuss certain individuals, familiar names, certain groups of people who manage to forfeit their share in the world to come, and the reasons why that is. So Mishnah Beis tells us, Shlosha malachim ba'arba hedyotos ein lahin chilek la'om haba. Three kings and four common people have no share in the world to come. Now, this list is not exhaustive. There are plenty of common people who don't have a share in the world to come, but again, these are names that are familiar to us from Tanakh. Shlosha malachim, the three kings, Yeravam, Achav, u'Menashe. So these three kings were particularly rebellious, they were wicked, they were idolaters, so they managed to forfeit their share in the world to come. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Menashe yesh lo chelek l'olam haba. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says that Menashe does have a share in the world to come. Why? Shenamar, because the Pasuk tells us, V'yispal elav, v'yasar lo, v'yishma tchinaso, v'yashivehu Yerushalayim l'malchuso. It says that that Menashe prayed, and God heard his prayer, and he returned him to Jerusalem, to his kingdom. Amrulo, so the sages replied to Rabbi Yehuda, v'malchuso hishivu, v'lo l'chai olam haba hishivu. That he was only returned to his kingdom, he was not returned to his place in the world to come. Arba hedyotos, and the four common people, Bilam, so the famous non-Jewish sorcerer, who we read about in Chumash, V'doeg, that's the person who suggested to Shaul that the city of Nov was harboring David, which caused that city to then be wiped out because of his Lashon Hara. V'Achitofel, he was an advisor to David, who later joined the rebellion of Avshalom and ended up killing himself. V'Gehazi, that was the attendant of Elisha, who did a number of rotten things, one of which was that he ran after Naaman and asked for payment when Elisha told him that he cured him of his leprosy for free. So he made a chil Hashem by doing that. And there were other things that Gehazi did that were equally bad or worse. Now, Bilam, of course, is the odd man out. So let's take a look in the Bar Neuro, and he'll explain why Bilam is listed. So first, Shlosha Malachim Barba Hedyotos, three kings and four common people. Even though that these were great, very wise people, they managed to forfeit their share in the world to come. They lost their share, because their faith was incomplete. Even though Bilam wasn't Jewish, and here we're discussing the concept that all Jews have a share in the world to come, except we do have a concept that the righteous of all nations also have a share in the world to come. So we see from this that Bilam was not considered one of the righteous of the various nations. So even though we're primarily discussing Jews, they throw Bilam in because the non-Jews also have a share in the world to come. Let us continue now in Mishnah Gimel. Dor hamabul ein lahem chelek l'olam haba. The generation of the flood do not have a share in the world to come. Ve'ein omdim badin. Furthermore, they won't stand up in judgment in the end of days. Shenemar, because the Torah tells us, lo yodan ruchi ba'adam le'olam. My spirit will not reside in man forever. And the word yodon, it will not reside, is similar to the word to judge, din. So we see that they will not get up in judgment. Dor haflaga, the generation that was scattered after trying to build a tower. Ein lehem chelek olam haba. They also don't have a share in the world to come. Shene'emar, because the Torah tells us, V'yofetz Hashem osam misham al p'nei kol ha'aretz, that God scattered them from there across the face of the earth. V'yofetz Hashem osam b'olam hazeh, says that God scattered them, meaning in this world. And another pasuk tells us, U'misham hefitzu Hashem, and from there God scattered them, l'olam haba, that means in the world to come. Anshei Sodom ein lehem chelek olam haba, the people who lived in Sodom don't have a share in the world to come, Shenamar, because the Pasuk tells us, Anshei Sodom roim b'chataim l'shem me'od. It says that the people of Sodom were evil, and they were sinners very much before God. Roim b'olam hazeh. So they were wicked, they were evil in this world, b'chataim, and they were sinners, referring to l'olam haba, the world to come. Ava omdim b'din, but they will stand up in judgment. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Rabbi Nechemya says, Elu ve'elu ein omdim b'din. These and these, meaning the previous ones we discussed, the generation of Noah, and now also the people who lived in Sodom. Elu ve'elu ein omdim b'din. Neither one will stand up in judgment. He disagrees when it comes to the people of Sodom. Shene'emar, he quotes Pasuk in Tehillim, Al kein lo yakumu rishoyim b'mishpat. Therefore, the wicked will not stand up in judgment. V'chatayim ba'adas tzadikim. Nor will the sinners stand in the congregation of the righteous. Al kein lo yakumu rishoyim b'mishpat. So it says that the wicked will not stand in judgment. Zed dor hamabul. That refers to the generation of the flood. V'chatayim ba'adas tzadikim. And the wicked, the sinners, will not stand in the congregation of the righteous. Elo anshei Sodom. That refers to the generation of Sodom. Amrulo. So the sages responded to Rabbi Nechemya. Einam omdim ba'adas tzaddikim. They won't stand in the gathering of the righteous. Ava omdim ba'adas rishayim. They'll stand in the gathering of the wicked. Now there's a clause here about the meraglim, which is parenthetical and not part of our Mishnah. Continuing, Dor hamidbar ein lehem chilek olam haba. The generation that wandered in the desert for 40 years, they do not have a share in the world to come. Ve'ein umdim badin, and they will not stand up in judgment. Shinemar, as the Pasuk tells us, Bamidbar hazeh yitamu, b'sham yamusu. So in this wilderness you will be devoured, and there you will die. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Aleim hu Omer, regarding them the Torah tells us, or actually it's the Pasuk in Tehillim, Isuli chasidai korsei brisi al zavach. God says, gather to me my righteous ones, the ones who signed a covenant with me and offered sacrifices. Adas Korach, eino asida la'alos. The gathering of Korach, the people who rebelled against Moshe in the desert, who were swallowed by the earth, they are never going to come up again. Shenemar, as the Pasuk tells us, bat kasa lehem ha'aretz ba'olam hazeh, v'yavdu mitoch ha'kaha l'olam haba. The earth closed up over them, that refers to this world, and they perished from among the congregation, that refers to the world to come. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, but Rabbi Eliezer says, Aleihum Omer, regarding them we are told, and it's a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Hashem Mimi Sumachaye Morish Ol V'yal, that God kills and he makes alive, that he brings down into the pit and he brings up again. So the generation of Korach, his rebellion, can indeed be brought back up. Aseres HaShvatim, the 10 tribes who were lost in the first exile. Einam Asidim Lachzor, they are never going to return again. Shine'emar, because the Pasuk tells us, V'yashlichem el eretz acheres kiyom hazeh. God says that he will scatter them to another land like this day. Mahayom hazeh holech ve'eno chozer, just like this day goes and never returns. Achem hochim ve'enam chozerim. Similarly, they will go and never return. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Once again, this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, but Rabbi Eliezer says, Kayom hazeh, like this day, mahayom ma'apio u'meir, just like today gets dark and then it gets light again. Af aseres hashvatim sha'afal lehen, kach asid lahayir lehen. Similarly, just like the 10 tribes it grew dark for them, it will once again grow light for them. Let's look in the Bar Neuro. So regarding the generation of the flood, it says, Lo yadon ruchi ba'adam, my spirit will not reside in man forever. She'ein omdim badin, they will not get up in judgment. Ve'en lehem ruach lachayos im tzadikim she'yesh lehem chelek. And they will not have a spirit to be revived with the righteous who do have a share. So we see how that's read into that pasuk. Regarding the generation of the wilderness, korsei brisi olai zavach, those who signed a covenant with me offering sacrifices, shekarsu brisim hamakom olai zvachim ushlamim, so they signed a covenant with God offering sacrifices and peace offerings, dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, v'yizvachu zvachim shlamim, they offered these sacrifices, peace offerings, v'ksiv, and it says there, v'yizruk al ha'am v'yoru hine dam habris, that Moshe sprinkled on the people, and he said, behold the blood of the covenant. So we see that this generation did indeed offer sacrifices to seal a covenant. So the 10 tribes, ein asidim lachzor, they are not destined to return, mimakam shagalu, from the place where they were exiled, v'hada amrinan sheyirmiya hechaziran v'yoshiyahu ben amon malach aleihem, and what about the fact that it says that Jeremiah brought them back and Yoshiyahu ruled over them? Lo kulan chazru ela miktsasan. This doesn't refer to all of them, that was only a small portion of them. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.